Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, January the 14th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. They are places where life may very well be good when the crisis breaks out in America. So go to my Facebook page and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please do listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start by talking about what I think is the biggest issue today facing the economic world, the biggest black swan, if you like, which is China. Not much to say about it. I just really want to paint the picture, but I will be talking, of course, in more detail as the year progresses. Then I'm going to talk about the prospects for peace, which I think is a more interesting subject than the prospects for war, because everybody talks about war. How about peace? We'll have a look at that. Then I'm going to talk about Colombia and Venezuela, Colombia being really an excellent country to emigrate to if you should be looking for something a little bit different in your searches, and of course Venezuela being a basket case right next door, which isn't helpful, but anyway, let's talk about that. Then the government shutdown. Well, I'm going to give you a comment or two about that. I haven't talked about it, and I think probably it's time to do so. And then I will talk about the prospects for 2019. We will look forward to some interesting developments, and I will hope to reflect them today. So then the federal government, as you know, is slowly careening towards permanent fiscal disaster, but it does at least have the ability to print money, which state governments do not, and they are already staring into the abyss. So I'm going to discuss that in a little detail. And then if time, we will talk about a TED Talk that Chris Suave of Shopify gave, talking about the 3 boring, yes, but important habits of highly successful people. So with that, I will now hope that with you exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, and I will gladly email you 3 free shows individually, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. So just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such, and I will do what needs to be done. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free to select any three shows, but I do recommend the latest shows, which will give you some idea of how I treat the day's important events. So let me finish by giving you my contact details, the email, of course, being the most important, and it is on the Podbean page that presumably you're looking at right now, but here it is anyway. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. Let me just repeat that. You will need it, obviously, to write in to me, and it again is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which unfortunately I've been leaving to take care of themselves in recent days. The end-of-year review was extremely time-consuming, and of course that put me behind in terms of everything else I do for the show. So I'm hoping to pick up on that in the next few weeks. So anyway, my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase and no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's my initials, RM Wake Up Call. Again, all lowercase, one word, please, no spaces and no punctuation. The Twitter page tends to take the short, pithy comments that come to me from time to time, and the Facebook page for information which is too short for the show, but too long for a Twitter comment. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I shall sign off and hope that you have a wonderful week. I'll be back on Friday, so until then, take care. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.